Oh, the irony. A year after the Jaguars beat the Ravens in Baltimore with a last-second field goal, the Ravens turned the tables and beat the Jaguars 19-17 with a last-minute field goal. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap on a tremendously disappointing afternoon for the Jaguars. They took the lead 17-16 after trailing 10-0 early in the ballgame. But when Joe Flacco tried to rally the Ravens, they had answers. The problem was the offense did nothing with two point-blank opportunities and left Joe Flacco with just enough time.
I believe in this team. We just didn't do enough good things today. And it sounds like a broken record a little bit. And it is. And, you know, although I can point out some positives, hey, we're making some ground on defense and some special teams, it's not good enough. Ultimately, it's about getting the win, and we didn't get it.
The defense played awesome. I thought special teams did a really good job. We had some unbelievable field positions and continue to tremendously underachieve as an offense. And, you know, that is nobody's fault outside of mine, I believe. You know, I think Ole called some good plays and put us in some good positions, and we didn't get it done.
I mean, everyone is tough, you know, so, I mean, you can't put, just like you can't, you know, put a win higher than another one, you know, you can't bury a loss, you know, deeper or they don't hurt, you know, more, you know, they're all the same. So for us, we got to go out there and get this thing turned around, start next week.
Now that's three consecutive losses to start the season. A really big loss last week in San Diego, a very narrow loss, obviously, today in Jacksonville. So you have to wonder how this locker room is holding together.
You know, everybody's respectful and understanding of the guys that we got. You know, like I said, I know and I'm respectful of every guy on that offense because I'm a fan of those guys' game. I see their preparation and their work week in and week out, and I know that we got some elite group of receivers and we got a dang good quarterback back there.
A few game notes to share with you here on Rapid Recap. Blake Bortles got the 50th touchdown pass of his young career. He threw two today, both to Allen Robinson. Worth noting that Allen Robinson, who had been shut out of the end zone the first 2 weeks, made two big catches for the Jaguars, and they did it behind an offensive line that had two undrafted rookie free agents from a few years ago making their very first starts. Tyler Shatley at center for the injured Brandon Linder, and Chris Reed at left guard for the injured Kelvin Beachum, who was replaced by Luke Jokel. Sad ending for the Jaguars, 0-3 after a 19-17 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.